You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Getting ready for a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Coming your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Welcome aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes on the other side of the desk here. Isaac on the other side of the glass. And we've got a terrific show coming up for you today. Baseball, spring is in the air. Spring is eternal. Unless you're a Chicago White Sox, A's, or Rocky fan. We will talk baseball with Cal Elder, the former major leaguer, player, and coach, and broadcaster. We will do that coming up in the back half of the program, get you ready for opening day, which is about 48 hours away. Always good to have Cal, and we thank him for being on with us again this season. So we will do that. Get the latest on what is happening as far as basketball is concerned, the comings and goings, etc., etc. Terrible news last night on the women's side, and a lot to get to on the program here today. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. That's a phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, that is also 319-366-1600. As we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott, Isaac, everyone out there. And yeah, Iowa's got a new basketball coach being introduced here in less than a half an hour. We'll bring you up to date on local programming as to what Ben McCollum had to say.
Yeah, Isaac, hello, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm interested to see what comes out from the press conference today.
Well, I know what one thing is coming out. Everyone, students anyway, that are going to be at the news conference are going to be given a yellow tie.
I've seen some pictures and videos. Seems like they already had a solid turnout, the students.
To get a yellow tie.
Well, I'm sure there was more to it than just the yellow tie. However, free stuff is a good selling point.
$2 beers.
Are these clip-ons? Or
do college
students really know how to tie a tie?
It looked like real ties when I saw the picture. So okay. It looked like ones you actually had to tie. I hope they know how to tie a tie. I know.
You know how to tie a tie.
But I'm not your average college student, you might say. I'm a little bit.
You know about Windsor knots. Yeah.
Yes, I do. I went to church for several years.
Are you sophisticated?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we'll go with sophisticated.
I have to have my wife help me with mine when I... Mark and I think we both have that in common. We do not wear ties very often.
Not very often, but I can tie one.
I'm not real sure I can do it anymore. I haven't done it such a long time. That's what YouTube's for.
Or wives.
And both to help out. 319-366-1600. And yeah, the introduction will be coming up at 3:30. And, you know, it's so interesting because you have to have things to, it is 2025, and you have to have things to poke fun of and et cetera, et cetera. And people are poking fun of the fact that Iowa had Ben McCollum and his family fly in from Des Moines since it's only about an hour and 20-minute drive. Oh, spending money on a plane. Okay, we got to have something better to complain about, right, in the world?
One would think.
Like frame-by-frame dissections of intentional fouls? Oh, man. Iowa women, their season is in the books. They fell yesterday. Of course, the game simultaneous with our show yesterday and the start of Spencer's show, Spencer on Sports, which follows us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. It was an 11-point game at halftime-ish right in there, Oklahoma. Iowa actually jumped out to a very nice lead at the start of the game. Oklahoma got going. A lot of hand-wringing about the flagrant foul on Hannah Stolke at the start of the second half. Should it have been a... I don't want to get into should it have been a flagrant foul. Listen, it's a bad rule. It's poorly written. That's not the only time this year, whether it was Iowa or someone against Iowa or just somebody random on the men's or women's side, that it was an inadvertent situation. And according to the rules that are written down for flagrant fouls, it's a flagrant foul. It wasn't a flagrant foul, but it was a flagrant foul. Did it cause Iowa to lose by 30-some points? No. And Jan Jensen said that afterwards. Did it change the momentum of the game? I don't know. When you get out-rebounded offensively by 24 or so, you probably got bigger fish to fry than that particular situation. But that's what a lot of people want to talk about today.
Well, Jan Jensen did answer questions about that. But at the end of the day, she said that it had nothing to do with the outcome of the game. And she's absolutely right. And a 96-62 loss in a season that Iowa lost many close games, won some close games. But this was a thorough defeat, a great victory for Oklahoma. And Iowa got out-rebounded very badly and didn't shoot it well. It was just one of those games that Jan Jensen said picked a bad day to have a bad day. Plain and simple, and that was the case. And Iowa season is over, and so is the complaining about officiating.
No, that will never end.
Never end.
Expectations for this season and the way it all played out. To me, anyway, this was a positive season for Iowa women's basketball. We all know what number 22 did for the last handful of years. And without her on the court, yes, Lucy Olson helped. And, you know, hats off to Lucy Olson. Had a terrific last year of her collegiate career. Iowa would not be where they were if it wasn't for Lucy Olson coming in there. I feel just great for her and glad she could go out in that way. There, you know, like many, many coaches say, there are a lot worse places to end your season other than a state tournament or an NCAA tournament. It's a pretty good place. If you're going to cry, you might as well cry at a pretty nice place. And Iowa did that yesterday. I thought it was a very good year. Not a great year, but I thought it was a very good year for Jan Jensen and the Hawkeyes. That little 5-game losing streak at the beginning of the Big Ten season, for some people, may have tainted it a little bit, but there were a couple of fourth quarter meltdowns, if you will, there. Perhaps if Iowa wins those games, it's a different situation we're talking about. Iowa's not a 6. Maybe they snuck in as a 4 right there. But for me, anyway, all in all, I thought it was a good year.
Very solid season, I think, with a new cast of characters, largely speaking in terms of the players and a new coach. And I thought it was, very solid. Some of those close games went the other way, as you mentioned, may have resulted in a higher seed. Probably would have been. There was highs, there was lows. The victory over USC when Caitlin Clark's jersey was retired, number was retired, probably the highlight of the season. But all in all, I think very good. Lucy Olson, I think, became one of the favorites for Iowa fans, and justifiably so. She was very solid, not spectacular necessarily. Sid Affolter, one of those warriors, I think, for the Iowa women the last few years that is going to be missed. Kate Martin was known as a glue. I think Affolter was kind of sort of that player as well. And then post players O'Grady and Ediger are going to be gone as well. But bottom line, I thought it was a pretty solid season.
It was. It was a good year for Iowa. And it has not been a good postseason for the Big Ten in women's basketball. Two teams remaining, UCLA 3, Oh, Maryland. Maryland after the double overtime win. You're right. But a lot of lopsided losses yesterday. And then, of course, what happened last night to Juju Watkins. That was really, really sad to see going down there. And I don't think USC and Mississippi State are going to be playing any home-and-homes anytime soon because there was you talk about hard fouls. That was a hard foul that she got hurt on. And there was a lot of chirping and a lot of this and that for the rest of that game, and including in the handshake line, which probably should not have happened afterwards between USC and Mississippi State.
Ladies can chirp, too.
Oh, yeah.
And they get chippy. We saw that with Cody McMahon in the loss to Tennessee, the Ohio State standout. We saw it in the USC-Mississippi State game that players took exception to what happened with Juju Watkins. And it's a shame. It's going to hurt this USC team. I don't know to what extent. It's still a very, very good team. But you can't lose an All-America like Juju Watkins and expect USC to have the same result. As far as UCLA is UCLA. Maryland, terrific game against Alabama, a two-overtime victory. It was great for Brenda Freeze. High-scoring game, 111-108. But those are the three teams left in the Big Ten. And some teams, like Iowa, got throttled.
Oklahoma, Connecticut, how much fun is that going to be? That is going to be an amazing, amazing game. And it wasn't the only victory for Oklahoma. They got the country's number one recruit committed to them today, to Jenny Baranchik. So good job by them. 319-366-1600. Nebraska Jason, hats off to the Iowa ladies. They had a very good season. They have a terrific crop of talent coming in and some good veterans coming back, and says go Hawks. Cyclone Tim says let's just throw the money to the NIL instead of the 20-minute flight from Des Moines to Iowa City. It would look bad if they sent a rental car out to get McCollum and his family, right?
Exactly.
It would have looked bad. It would have been a bad picture.
This is our best Uber driver. Let's go get our head coach. Nothing against Uber drivers.
No. Nothing like that. But it would have been a bad look. You got to have the plane land. Beth Getz was there. The availability for the photographers. How you doing? We're about 10 minutes away from the official introductory news conference down in Iowa City as well. At Carver Hawkeye Arena, as Iowa welcomes in their new men's basketball coach, Ben McCollum. Way too many offensive rebounds and need to get in the weight room and work on our jumping skills, says Dave. Although 27-57 says Iowa wins if Hannah doesn't get called for that. I don't know if they're being tongue-in-cheek or not.
I hope so.
It would have been 9 at that point. With some momentum, maybe.
Did you see the game?
Oklahoma kind of went crazy in the third quarter. A little bit.
It wasn't a one-point game. It was a 34-point game. Momentum can't change that much. I hope that was tongue-in-cheek.
319-366-1600. Here on the Gym Class program, there is coming and going news today. Ben McCollum in Iowa City to be introduced as the new Hawkeye coach, and he's going to bring along at least one player, and that player is a pretty darn good one.
Bennett Sturts apparently is in tow for Ben McCollum and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Hard to argue, Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year, and he's a good one. He's a very good player. Let's see if he can elevate his game or maintain his game at the Big Ten level, but I think that's quite possible. Also, a couple reports about Isaiah Howard going from Drake to Iowa as well. A freshman, I kind of liked what I saw of him. Don't know of anybody else. Don't know if Iowa players in the portal are going to reconsider and come back to Iowa. I don't know that we'll learn any more about that today at the news conference, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get into specifics as far as personnel is concerned. Maybe Bennett Sturts, because he's let it be known. Now, there are a couple reports out there that he is going to put his name in for the NBA draft and be evaluated for that, which is fine. You can do that, improve your college game. I can't see a scenario where Bennett Sturts is going to be in the NBA draft, but you don't know. This guy's defied the odds everywhere he's gone. He may do it again. Who knows? Other coming and going. That was for Drake going to Iowa. This one, interesting, and I don't know if I'm taking this off your scoreboard or not, with DeSean Jackson. I did, didn't I? That's all right.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I got plenty.
I am a little bit surprised DeSean Jackson is going into the transfer portal for Iowa State, formerly of Iowa State. The 7-foot center, 270-pounder, controlled the middle. Rock yesterday made it known he was going into the transfer portal. So a couple guys that Iowa State thought they probably had coming back are not going to be coming back. And Jackson would be, this would be his fourth school. Is that true, Mark? In 4 years?
Yeah, the next place he lands will be his fourth school. And it's actually four players now in the portal for Iowa State. In addition to Jackson and JT Rock, Caden Fish, and Demarion Watson. They didn't see a lot of playing time. But they are also in the portal for Iowa State.
Tavion Banks would be nice, too, says 1156.
He would be.
Would be very nice. And there are rumors to the effect that he may be following along.
He was at Wyoming, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. One of the two Wyoming transfers, mm-hmm. Along with the four from Northwest Missouri State there. Marcus and Marion, right on. A rematch with OU would be competitive 10-point game. Yesterday was just one of those days. And Jan Jensen said it. Picked a bad day to have a bad day. And sometimes that happens in basketball.
It does. And back to McCollum and his news conference going to start very shortly. What are the odds that he's going to schedule Drake and or you and I? Having been at one of those two schools.
Zero. And I wish it would happen, but I don't. How is it going to happen now? Just because he's there for 1 year and we're going to put Drake on the schedule. It goes against every principle that the Power Fives have for scheduling.
There's always a Central Connecticut State on the schedule. Why not Drake?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I hope it happens. It's not going to happen. Hello, Isaac.
It just depends on how high their net is, pretty much. If they were able to comfortably be...
But it's never going to be high. If it wasn't high this year, it's never going
to
be high.
It'd have to be in the 60s, I think, is probably where their net... Like, in the 60s or 50s, I think, is where you and I, as in Drake's net, would have to consistently be. And that's just... not a very consistent thing. This year, obviously, Drake was somewhat high in the net. I think they were in the 40s or 50s. I can't remember, but they'd have to consistently be in the 50 or 60 range.
And it's just not going to happen in the Mo Valley. I'm not saying it's right.
You play 20 games in one of the best conferences in the country.
Combs was from Wyoming.
And you play.
Sorry about that.
And you... have Iowa State on the schedule. That's 21 games against pretty darn good teams. You got to fill. I'm not here to debate it, I guess. I just bring up the question, is now the time that McCollum will say, yeah, we need to play Drake. We need to play you and I.
I would love it. But I think Iowa State's got to be in there too. I think they have to play along and also schedule them.
Mm-hmm.
And we've asked this question before. Would you, if you were you and I and Drake, if you had the opportunity to play Iowa and Iowa State again, but let's say it's a situation where it's once every 4 years or something like that, it comes to Des Moines or Cedar Falls, would you do it? I would.
Mm-hmm.
A 3-for-1. So that at least, well, I would say in the past, mm-hmm. once in your 4-year cycle, you would get to play Iowa or Iowa State at home. But that's not the case anymore. So,
theoretically, yeah.
Theoretically, mm-hmm. yes. I would go for that. But I just don't see, I don't see that happening. Yeah. 319-366-1600. Yes, Banks was the JUCO. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Marcus asking what women's players rumored to be looking at the portal via their mother's social media. I do not know. I did not see that. I don't follow players' mothers on Twitter. Do you, Isaac?
I do not know.
Okay. I know Mark doesn't. We need a social media director here of the program. Isaac, you want another thing to do?
There's way too many. Also, it's probably just like one off comment online. I don't know. People read into a lot of things on social media.
Well, there are reports out there that Fran McCaffrey is going to be the new coach at Penn, but the sources are a little sketchy at this point. So I'm not reporting anything about that possible rumor.
You just did.
No, I said there are sketchy Twitter accounts out there saying Fran McCaffrey is going to be the new coach at Penn, which is his alma mater.
Point well taken.
So we'll see. Could happen. 6714 says next year's starting lineup, Stolke, Hayden, Guyton, Feuerbach, and Deal. Not bad five, if that's the case. One day after the end of the season, though, I'm not putting that into stone because you talk about players' mothers. Well, this was a player's father that put out, how do you enter into the transfer portal, and then brought it down in 5 minutes on Twitter. Did see that one from A.J. Guyton. So I'm not saying anything yet. Playing Drake or UNI is getting more people in the seats than playing USC Upstate. Well, I agree. Maybe USC Upstate's not a great example because that, of course, has got the co tie-in now. But I get your point, 56-15. And yes, it would. It'd be great. But we've heard from many different people, including Kevin Lehman, it's not going to happen. Because you can't afford, if you're Iowa or Iowa State, to lose to UNI or Drake, even though they're a 60.
But you can afford to play USC Upstate?
Because you're not going to lose to them.
You're
not going to lose to them.
Oh, you're saying if Iowa loses to one of Drake or UNI. Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 at 327. We're going to pick. You think this thing's off the rails now? Wait till we start picking baseball divisions with Cal coming up in just a little bit. We got that to look forward to. And Ben McCollum meeting the media down in Iowa City. But before we get to all that, we got to get to Mark for an Emil Sideways scoreboard update. Brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. A classic local American restaurant, and they are open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday.
Former Cedar Rapids Jefferson star Robin Becker-Pinston has been named head women's basketball coach at Wisconsin. Pinston led Missouri to 10 postseason appearances in 15 seasons. Stanford head football coach Troy Taylor was fired today by general manager Andrew Luck, after reports Taylor had twice been investigated for mistreating female employees. The over-under line on wins for the 2025 college football season are out. Iowa's is at 7.5.
Shocking!
Ohio State, Oregon, and Penn State are all at 10.5. In the Big 12, Iowa State also is at 7.5 wins. Finally, Upper Iowa men's basketball coach Brooks McCowan has resigned to take the head job at Missouri Western. McCowan won 209 games in 12 seasons with the Peacocks. McCowan's nephew, Cedar Rapids Kennedy star Trey McCowan, has decommitted from Upper Iowa.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if Trey follows Uncle Brooks down to Missouri Western and good basketball school down there. They butt heads with Northwest Missouri down there in that particular league. Really, really good basketball played down there. 2537 says, do not pick my Cubs to win the Central. I don't want the Scott curse. I will reveal who I pick in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. We'll be back, and Cal Eldred will join us for the first time in 2025 when we return right after this here on the Gym Class for a Tuesday on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And there will be a period of sunshine this afternoon with temperatures in the low 50s. Then this evening, clouds will be building back in and a few showers will be possible after 6 p.m. It should be pretty quick and brief. And then clouds will clear out tonight. Temperatures drop down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies and temperatures rising into the upper 50s. Should be a pleasant and comfortable day with the chance for showers and storms returning on Thursday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
BrandCamp, where businesses build their brand.
Geico, Farmers Insurance, and State Farm all have one thing in common. Out of over 6,000 insurance companies in the U.S., they are the very few that have broken through ad clutter and get remembered. Did you know your company can do the same thing right here in the corridor? Here's the good news. You can break out from your competition and become famous for what you do. It's called a business transformation. Stacey Daybault here, inviting you to come out camping with KZIA for a few hours at Brand Camp. We'll teach you the 3 M's of marketing so you have a system that finally breaks through and gets your business famous for what you do. Join us for Brand Camp on April 8th at the African American Museum.
Brand Camp, where businesses build their brand.
Here's how. Go to KZIA.com, go to the Brandsformation tab, and sign up there. I'll see you on April 8th.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? Then it's time for Quick Stars Nature's Touch Ice Cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. With so many slam dunk flavors like chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch Ice Cream flavor today. Only at Quick Star.
Farming's hard. To feed the world, farmers have to work the land, brave the elements, and fight the battle against weeds. Weeds reduce crop yields, so prices go up and everybody gets less to eat. But 50 years ago, farmers got a new tool to fight weeds, glyphosate. It kills weeds while protecting the harvest. Time and again, it has been approved by the EPA and by leading regulatory bodies around the world. It helps enable practices that reduce erosion and keep soil healthy, which is good for the earth. Farming's hard, but it's a little easier with glyphosate. Learn more at go.bayer.com/glyphosate. Paid for by Bayer.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
We're back, 334, right here on 1600 ESPN. As Ben McCollum being introduced as the brand new men's basketball coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes down in Iowa City. That getting underway here as we speak. And I'm sure that Spencer will have some audio coming up. Is that right, Isaac, during his show?
Yeah, hopefully. it's kind of tight, cutting it tight to his show. So
that's true.
We'll do our best to get some audio cuts for you.
We'll try. We can definitely do that. So that'll be coming up. Spencer on Sports from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, as he will be on the air at that particular time. And I believe we got NBA basketball coming up tonight as well, as it will be, as I take a look here, Golden State at Miami, and that will be at 6 o'clock. Coming up for you right here on 1600 ESPN. Set to talk some baseball. How's that sound? Even for a guy whose favorite team, the over and under is 55.5. Cal Eldred, the former major leaguer, former major league coach, broadcaster, all-around good guy, joining us here on a Tuesday in Eastern Iowa with a sunny early spring day here on March 25th. Happy baseball to you, Cal.
That sounds great, and I guess I can be described as former. That's about as good as it fits right now, guys.
how was your winter?
That's okay with me.
How was your winter?
Oh, it was great. It was great. We added a couple more grandkids. You know, that just seems to be par for the course right now. Both Luke and CJ and their wives had added another one, so it's been great. We're up to four, and we got another girl graduated from college, and we're down to two in school. So you guys know, you know, the families out there, they know these are busy, very expensive years, but lots of fun.
Let us know when the next generation wiffle ball game will happen here at the studios, okay?
We've got a couple of them that are two years old right now, a couple boys, so they're obviously the t-ball action's already started even at two.
Are they left-handed?
No. Oh. They're very Eldred, let's put it that way. But TJ's boy swings left-handed a little bit, but you know, they're not, they are taking after grandpa a little too much.
Cal, what off-season moves or injuries or whatever in the news period was impactful to you as we get ready for the openers?
You know, I think you look at who switched teams, and one I was thinking about earlier today was the fact that you take Ian Snell from the San Francisco Giants and put him on the team that won the World Series with the Dodgers. That's in the division. You know, that to me, that's a very big swing. And then you take Alex Bregman away from Houston, even though they do sign Christian Walker from the Diamondbacks. You know, they kind of replaced him, but you take Alex Bregman and put him on the Boston Red Sox. I thought that would, you know, he would have fit. Alex Bregman would have fit in Detroit. He could have been in Chicago with the Cubs. So there, those moves right there, I thought those were some key moves, especially Bregman adds so much to a lineup, and he's a very good defensive player, and he wants to win. And so I look at those two moves. And then when you look at injuries, you know what, fellas, when the Yankees lose Garrett Cole, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And, you know, Yarbrough, who they signed to kind of fill the gap, that's nothing against him. He's been a very good big league pitcher, but he's not Garrett Cole. The only thing, fellas, though, and you know this, they've signed Max Fried. And him leaving Atlanta, that's a big deal for them. So some of those key pieces to me, Mark, are some of the big moves in baseball this offseason.
Would you take the Dodgers or the rest of Major League Baseball?
I would take the Dodgers.
I would too.
It's amazing. And you know, the thing you want to think about, Scott, and for the fans out there, they're going to add at the trade deadline if they need to. Those are the things that when we sit here and make our picks and you think about those teams, they're going to add. So if they lose somebody, they're going to have the power to add.
And I know who it's going to be, too. It's going to be, unless they are doing really well, it's going to be a guy from about 4 hours south of here.
Yeah, you could probably be, I would agree with that.
Cal, I'm kind of old school like you in some respects, but the automated balls and strike system, from what I've seen of it, I kind of like it. How about you?
Well, you know, I spoke at an event in Burlington about a month ago, and I asked the crowd that was there. It was a baseball the major league team, the prospect league team that they have there in Burlington, and I asked the crowd, and it was amazing. There was so many hands that went up that wanted to just stay with the umpire calling balls and strikes. Mm. And then you had a few people who liked the system that they implemented. And I said, who wants to go all the way? Just the full automated system. Only one person raised their hand. But I have talked to a few people who have been to some spring training games, and they say it's not too bad. The my biggest concern with, hey, is the fact that a pitcher, a hitter, and the catcher in the game have to make the decision when they're going to use just those few challenges. And that, to me, at some point, the managers, the coaches are going to have to, you know, really talk them through this stuff. You know, they need to be strategic when they're going to use those challenges. And I think there's going to be some miscues, and we'll see how it works out. But that's a lot of pressure for deciding how a game can come out, put on catchers, pitchers, and hitters.
I like the fact that it's been very quick so far. Whether it's a ball or a strike or whatever the case may be, it's been at least judged quickly.
And they need to do that because you don't want it to nullify the pitch clock. Mm-hmm. You don't want it to do that. And I know it's called the pitch clock, but it has something to do with both the hitter and the pitcher getting ready to go. So that's, to your point, Scott, I agree. You can't have it nullify that. But so far, it seems like the timing's been pretty decent.
Shall we get into our picks?
I have one more question for Cal. So last year, we had, you know, the Detroit Tigers kind of coming out of nowhere. Do you foresee anyone this year pulling that same Detroit Tiger magic and maybe surprising?
There's a team that I think there's two teams, and it's kind of strange, fellas. I don't know why this gets to me, and I think the third one, you guys might go, oh, come on, that's not coming out of the weeds, but I think it is in the division that they're in. I think the Athletics, the A's, could be better, cause a lot more noise and you know, chaos in the American League West. It depends on how I think they're going to be very competitive in their division. Depends on what they do outside the division. The Angels, I like some of the moves that the Angels have made. I don't know if it's enough to hang in there with the Astros and the Mariners and the Rangers, but I like those two teams. I think they're going to be better. Especially if you can keep Trout healthy. Having him on the field is going to help them a tremendous amount. The other team, guys, is the National League East team. And I know they have some expectations, but no one really thinks that much about Toronto. And I think Toronto has some veteran pitchers. They can't afford injuries. And, you know, if they sign Guerrero and keep him there long term, there's a lot of motivation for that club.
Well, let's start in the in that NL East, Cal. And I don't know. Personally, I looked at the picks today, and at least three or four divisions, you can throw a blanket over them, in my opinion anyway, but the NL East might be one of those. Let's have you start off with your pick in the NL East.
You know, I couldn't have said it any better than you did, Mark. I mean, right now, you look at the Yankees, you like their lineup. Boston's lineup is better. I'm trying to pick out which starting rotation is better. And it's tough for me. I think it's tough for anybody. I think you could pick anybody. I still think, and I'm probably going with the team that has maybe possibly the weakest starting pitching, I still think Baltimore is going to win this division. But I could see, and then I think Boston's going to be the next team. I just talked about Toronto. I think Toronto, Tampa, and the Yankees are going to fight it out for the other spots. But I still think it's a risk for me, I think, taking Baltimore, but they have so many young players But they're going to need their pitching to completely stay healthy.
So as Boston as a wild card then?
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome aboard my Baltimore Oriole adopted team bandwagon. I'm not afraid. I'm going Baltimore. In fact, I'm going the same route you are. I had the Yankees in there, but I just don't know if they can overcome that Cole injury. I think that's just devastating. That was the one player, in my opinion, that the Yankees could not lose, and they're going to lose him. I like Baltimore, and I like Boston. I like what Bregman's going to bring to them. And I think they're just sneaky this year. So I'm going to go Boston as a wild card, but I like the Orioles. Mark?
Three teams are going to make the playoffs in this division.
Oh!
I'm going to go with the Red Sox. Cal, you hit it head on. Alex Bregman's addition to an already really solid lineup, I think. And Crochet will have a big year, right, Scott?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the guys that got traded for, nope.
And I'm going to take Baltimore and the Yankees to go to the wild card, so that only leaves me one, right? Okay.
No, you get you're down to one wild card already. Yeah. Holy cow.
You want to start AL Central, Scott?
It will not be my Chicago White Sox. I hate to let everybody down that tuned in just to hear me say the White Sox were going to at least do something. It's Cal, my whole thing this year is 63. Do not lose 100. 63-99 I will take right now if somebody wants to offer to me. I take 63-99.
I'm with you, and I know what it's like to be on a team as a player and a coach and lose 100 games. It is not a pretty thing.
Especially 121 or whatever it was last year. Yeah. I'm going to take the Detroit Tigers in this division, followed closely by the Kansas City Royals. They're both going to make it in the postseason.
Okay, everybody knows I'm a Twins fan. I'm not going to pick the Twins because they can't stay healthy. And until they do, I think they might have the best team in the division. But when you can't keep Buxton and Lewis and Correa healthy for more than 20 games in the season, I cannot trust those Twins. I'm going to go with the Royals. Everybody loves Bobby Witt, as I do. Pasquantino, I think, might hit 35 or 40 this year. Reagans and Lugo, I think, really nice pitchers. But this is a division, more than any other, I think you can throw a blanket over when you add the Tigers and Cleveland in there. But my pick is Kansas City, Cal.
Well, Mark, I am picking your Twins. It's hard for me to pick the Twins because the next team I would go with is Cleveland. Cleveland always seems to get it done.
Ew.
And they do have a pretty good lineup now. Their rotation, we'll see, you know, what it's going to pan out, how it's going to pan out. But I've got Minnesota and I'm teetering because I'd like to say I just don't know that there's another team that's good enough to make the playoffs in this team or in this division. So I'm just going to go with Minnesota, and it's tough because I'm kind of like you, Mark. I'm thinking the Yankees could be that other wild card or possibly Cleveland. Detroit and Kansas City, they should be able to get it done. They should be able to, but Detroit is already having injury problems, and if Kansas City loses somebody in their rotation, they don't have anybody to fill that gap.
I'll start in the AL West, and it's another division that's really tough to forecast. I'm going to take a flyer on Seattle. I like the pitching. Cal Raleigh has become one of my favorite players. I just signed a contract
today.
Yep,
he's a happy guy today.
Very happy guy. Got J-Rod there, and I'm going to go with Seattle. Not super confident. My third wild card would be Texas, then. I think Texas will also make the playoffs out of the AL West, Cal.
You're right on my on my list there. I couldn't decide whether I thought the Rangers or the Mariners would make the would win that division, I'm going to pick the Rangers, and I'm going to have the Mariners as that other wild card team.
Okay. All right. Scott?
I know they lost Bregman. I know they've lost others. Kyle Tucker. But there's just something in the water there. Insert your joke here.
Yeah, it's called Garcia having problems with his Tommy John rehab.
I just have a feeling the Houston Astros are going to win this thing again. They know how to win. They're winners. Insert your joke here again. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw Texas in there as a wild card.
Okay.
About all right.
Might have to zip through the National League here. Let's start in the NL West. I think it's universal, right? Everybody say
aye. Is someone aye. Not Everybody taking the Dodgers?
You say aye, Kel?
I'm with it.
All right. I'm going to take a wild card out of this division, though, and that's going to be Arizona. Kel?
San
Diego wild card?
Yep, San Diego wild card.
Okay.
And I'm duplicating Cal with the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres, although I'm a little bit concerned about a couple injuries that the Padres have early. Pitching.
Darvish
especially.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, National League East. Oh, boy.
Is this the best division in baseball? The best three going in? I think it is.
Yeah, I would agree. I'll go first here, guys. I think Atlanta's going to win the division, and I've got the Mets and the Phillies wild card teams.
Mm. Scott?
I like the Phillies to win it, but the Mets and Atlanta are going to be wild card teams.
I agree with you. Philadelphia, I think, has maybe the best rotation in baseball. But nobody, I do have Atlanta coming out of that for a wild card. So finally, the National League Central.
Oh, this is where it gets fun.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Get your blanket out again, Scott.
I got people texting me, don't pick my team.
Go ahead. You start off, Scott.
Well, let's see. 2537 has told me I can't pick the Cubs. Cyclone Tim has already told me I can't pick the Cincinnati Reds because I did that last year and look what happened. And I was going to do this anyway. Another team that knows how to win and they get it done. I'm going with the Milwaukee Brewers. I know they lost some pieces, but they know how to win. I'm going to go with the – I'm sorry, Spencer. Spencer's now mad at me because I took the Brewers. He's thinking, what are you thinking out there? But I'm going to go with the Brewers.
I picked the Cubs last year. I'm going to pick them again this year. I think the addition of Kyle Tucker is potentially really big. Pitching, the bullpen was an issue last year. If it can be any better at all, I think – the Cubs can win this division, but I do think Milwaukee is going to claim a wild card. Cal?
Yeah, I'm out of wild card team, so, and everybody that has listened to me for however long I've been running my mouth on the radio knows that this is against everything in my being, but I did it last year. I'm picking the Cubs because I agree with both Scott and Mark talking about or Scott, you talking about the additions of Kyle Tucker. I think that they will be able to add, which they should. They're a team that needs to really pay attention to how can we add because they can win this division. And that's no slight against the Milwaukee Brewers because I think they're going to make a lot of noise too. But I think some of the losing the guy that can finish games is tough.
It is. They got good starting pitching, though.
We'll see. Your world champion, Scott.
Do we need to even ask? It's the LA Dodgers, and they will beat my beloved Baltimore Orioles.
Not so fast, my friend.
Oof.
Philadelphia is going to beat the Orioles in a World Series.
Whoa! There you go.
Cal.
Well, Cal has already said Dodgers. Right? Who are they beating?
It's going to be the Dodgers. The Dodgers will win it. And, man, I think I might be a little crazy here, but I think they're going to beat Boston.
Interesting, yeah.
Major League Baseball would like that.
They would, wouldn't they?
Dodgers-Boston World Series, sign them up for it many, many times. 10:67, we are out of time, but we'll ask that next time of Cal right there. Great to have baseball back. Enjoy it. Get the popcorn ready for Thursday, Cal.
You better believe it. It's time to get going. Everybody enjoy.
All right. We'll talk in a couple weeks.
Okay. Sounds great.
You bet. Cal Eldred joining us here. He's going to join us every other week again this year to talk baseball. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up after this.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Kurt Gustafson or Lana Pierce at 319-363-7214.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Get ready for an unforgettable night at Extreme Arena with XFC 52, The Awakening, March 28th. Tickets on sale now at xfcfight.com.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Back to wrap things up here on the Gym Class for a Tuesday. Coming up tomorrow, one final appearance for Mark Ironside to wrap things up for wrestling for 2024-2025. And looking forward to that. Plenty to talk about, Mark, after the terrific NCAA meet. Third most attended, I believe I read, in NCAA wrestling history. Is that correct, Isaac? Third most attended?
I believe so. We also have viewership numbers. We had 703,000 viewers, up 72% year over year.
Awesome.
So really, really good. It's the highest viewership in third most watched finals in 15 years.
And the NCAA men's tournament is way up, too.
Had a peak of 806. So really, really good numbers for wrestling.
Good numbers there. Good numbers for men's basketball. Haven't seen any of the women's numbers yet, but men's basketball doing very, very well, despite the fact everyone thought it wasn't a great first 4 days. People were watching. Looking forward to talking to Mark tomorrow.
Have to carve out a bit of time. Plenty to talk about with Mark.
Yeah. All right. Spencer on Sports coming your way next right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Have a great night, everybody.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around.